All right, that was Stevie Wonder, house band here at the Mostly True Radio Show. This is, well, I'll just say it. I want to talk about the host.
Okay?
A gorgeous, smart, great sense of humor, and athletically gifted.
You're talking about you or me?
Me.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Enough about me, though. No, of course I'm talking about our new co-host, Kirsten Brezina.
Ah, Kirsten Brezina.
Brezina.
Yeah.
She's so new, she changed her name, didn't tell me. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, just so you know, folks, she puts the tender in bartender.
Aww.
At the Ruby Brink.
No one's ever said that before. I really like that. Oh. Yeah, thanks, okay. Chris.
Normally, and I copyright it.
Normally you complain about the service you get, so.
Okay, that's probably true. That's a fair statement. Yes, and you're not new there, but you're kind of new to the island.
That's very true, yes.
How long have you been here?
I've officially been on the island full-time, like 4 months. Let's see, January, February, March, December.
That's not the way you do that.
Shouldn't have done it that way. Maybe it's been 5 months.
Wow, you're a seasoned veteran.
I think so.
Do you hate the fairies?
No.
Well, you're not an islander then.
Wait, no, you know what?
What?
I think I am an islander because I don't hate the fairies. Here's why. This is controversial. Is that okay to get controversial?
Oh, yes. We thrive on it.
Basically, when the fairies aren't so regular, it keeps people from coming over here. And I kind of like that.
Why?
Well, I want people to come over, but I don't want to not be able to afford to live here anymore.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So like Bainbridge, they've got a bridge or a bridge. Is that why it's Bainbridge?
I don't think so.
That just clicked for me. But basically, so, you know, there's nothing to stop just migration, right?
So it's okay for you to get here, but after you,
well,
no more migrants.
Here's the difference. I only have one house and I don't even own it. So, yeah, that's why it's controversial, I know.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the fairies for that reason.
Okay.
And I also saw a t-shirt in Port Townsend once that said, I believe in fairies.
Ha!
And I've just ever since adopted, like, you know what? I'm on team fairies, rain or shine.
All right,
waiting
well,
4 hours or not.
Give it time is all I have to say.
Hey, I commuted 4 times a week
that's
with
true.
Those fairies.
Because how long have you been a Ruby? Like over a year.
Like almost a year and a half.
Yeah. Okay. You did your time.
I did my time. Yeah, I get to have this opinion.
That is the worst commute I can think of.
It was awful.
You know, you talk to some, like, I remember there was a head chef at another restaurant and he's like, yeah, you know, I missed the ferry. I had to wait 3 hours for the next one. Like you're just sitting at the dock after you've worked.
Yeah. Well, and Chris, you know, I did it by bike most of the time. So I would bike down
there. I didn't
know
that part of it.
Yeah. I ended up leaving my car over here and just biking the West Seattle side. But so,
how
not
cool
always.
Is that?
So I would do the bike ride. So I would take the 12:15 ferry, get down there on my bike. And then one time they're just like, oh, the ferry's not coming. And I'm like, oh my God.
So you got to just sit there.
On a bike. Luckily, yeah. I had a friend that lived right on the dock there.
What's
I
that
broke
like?
Into his house. He wasn't home. So I had a place to stay. But that was pretty scary. I could have been just out in the elements, you know? Yeah. And I'm telling you, I like the fairies.
Okay.
So.
Well, that conversation bombed.
Am I supposed to say I hate them?
Yes. Like, if you want everyone to be on your side, yes. All right. Well, you know how this show works, right?
I know that we pick headlines, but we can't read the stories.
Generally.
Okay.
Yeah, this one I'm going to start out with probably has a little bit more double the fun, you might say. And I will start here. The headline is, I was born with two cervixes. I have two boyfriends. They don't know about each other, but it doesn't count as cheating because each one uses their own vagina.
Okay, I have a question.
I got a lot of questions.
Did you read the article?
Yes.
Okay. Two cervixes.
Yeah.
Does that mean two vaginal canals?
Yep. She could have two babies from two different guys and two different wombs and two different venereal diseases. And she has two periods.
No.
Yeah.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah. But she says that it's not cheating. They don't know about each other.
That's the silver lining is like, well, I'm not cheating.
I don't think that's what cheating is. You have your own personal genitals.
I don't think so either, but I kind of like the way she thinks. I'm not going to lie.
Well, she's got an OnlyFans site, which of course is porn.
Yeah, and I hope so.
Each one of the guys is the partner in the said porn.
Two different OnlyFans accounts.
Yeah, so I don't know. Right is right. Lefties.
Be Lucy. Honest. You definitely looked this up. You know.
I can't afford OnlyFans.
Oh, dang. Is it expensive?
I don't get OnlyFans. Why would someone pay?
Yeah. There's free sites for
I know.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know who's making money. Like, what's their business model?
OnlyFans?
No, I mean.
Everyone else?
The porn,
the
yeah.
Free ads? There's a lot of, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Well, you know, if the ads are true,
yeah.
There are many women very close to where I live that want to have sex right now. So I guess that's it. Yeah. Maybe they must get a kickback from those ladies.
So the ads are true, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's funny that you have that as one of your stories headlines. Do you know
really?
Why? Yeah.
Okay.
Because you want to hear one of my headlines?
Sure.
Alabama mom is one in a million delivering two babies from two uteruses in 2 days.
Oh!
But one vagina, interestingly enough.
Oh, just the one. Ah, well, you can't have everything.
You can't have everything. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, going back to my article.
Yeah.
How do you tell the Mr. Right, you're the, I don't know, maybe they're up and down and left and right. I don't know. But how do you tell them, like, you know, that's somebody else's.
Oh my God, that's such a good question.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's, I don't know how explicit we can get here, but there's two holes.
Well, you can't say these words. We went over them very clearly.
That's true, we did. And I almost did. Especially number four there.
Yeah.
Three and four. Okay, so there's two holes. I can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it's funny. My
oh
dad
boy.
Was a dentist.
I just found that out.
Yeah, and his brother, my uncle, was a physician.
Oh.
And they both practiced in Windsor, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this would have been in the 50s. And mom told me that they get a call late at night, you know, that you call the doctor, right? There wasn't emergency rooms, that sort of thing. So dad's all groggy and he picks up the phone. He said, oh, you're bleeding. And mom's kind of like hearing one side of the conversation. Out of the vagina? And he goes, what tooth did I pull?
Oh my gosh.
And mom smacks him. That's for your brother. Oh yeah, you probably want my brother.
Oh my God, did they live together?
No, like just in the phone book. You know,
oh,
Austin.
That
you know,
makes sense.
Two Dr. Austin's in the phone book.
Dr. Austin. They said Austin, and I was like,
Austina.
I put
an A on mine too.
Hey, speaking of your dad,
yeah,
is it true that he had a heart attack the day you were born?
The day I was born.
That's insane.
Yeah. He called his buddy. Mom was in the hospital and with me, and he called his buddy and said, hey, will you bring me a suit? Because I don't want to go see her in a hospital gown.
Uh-huh.
So his buddy from dental buddy brings him a suit, and they go up to the room, and the nurse is there, and she said, I'm sorry, only family can go in. And my dad says, well, I'm the husband. And his friend says, and I'm the father.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's true, so you sorry. Come from a long line of silly gooses.
There are some gooses that are, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
So anyway, so what else you got?
Oh, what other stories do I have here?
Yes.
I guess this is sort of on par with the theme we were just talking about. Okay. This, I think, was probably a error in the headline, but this is what it was. Nearly 25,000 tech workers were laid in the first weeks of 2024. What's going on?
Wow, great time to be in tech.
Yeah.
That's some artificial romance, I think, not intelligence. Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was a pretty good one.
So yesterday,
mm-hmm.
March 18th, was Awkward Moments Day.
Huh.
And I missed it, so... Today is awkward for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because I missed Awkward Day.
So you're just going to do it today?
I'm just going to be there today, yeah.
Would you maybe say Awkward Moment Day is every day?
There are a lot of them in my life.
For Chris.
Let's see here. Got a guy in England. He becomes the first person jailed for cyber flashing.
What is cyber flashing?
Well, let me show you.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. That is when you send a D-pic
uh-huh.
To someone who doesn't want it.
Oh, that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, well, they're in, don't do it in England. Which there's a law now. This guy's in jail because he sent it to a mother and her daughter of his D-pic.
A mother and a daughter.
And the daughter.
Sent two separate.
Oh, I don't know about that part. That's in the article, probably.
Okay, yeah, probably. Yeah, that's what he's supposed to read them.
Kind of a rookie mistake there. Yeah.
So they reported him, I suppose.
Yeah, and so now he's in jail, and it.
Holy crap!
And you look at the mugshot, and that looks like a guy that sends D pics.
Really?
Yep.
He's
got that look about him.
Huh? Oh, absolutely.
He's probably sending one right now.
Check your phone. Wow, I wonder if that is going to come to the States here.
It's got to come to Texas.
For sure.
I mean, geez, if they don't have it already.
For sure. It's more in Texas, though, if the woman receiving it doesn't say, hey, that looks great. She's the one that gets in trouble in Texas. The guy who sends the dick pic, that's fine. But it's the receiving end. Don't you think, Texas? Yeah. I don't want to get controversial again, but, you know, Texas.
D pic?
Oh, am I not? Did I? Wait, is it on there?
I don't know.
It's not on there.
Okay.
No, it's not.
All right.
I was about to name them all just now to tell you that they're not. Look, check it.
Okay.
Okay. We're good.
I wasn't sure.
We're good. It's just, that's a name.
That's right.
Someone could be sending a selfie.
That's selfie.
My name's Dick. I'm sending a selfie. It's a dick pic.
Oh, that's true.
And that's what we were talking about.
Which, I just recently read that the reason that's a nickname for Richard is back in like the 1600s. It was very common to take names and make a nickname of the name. So William became Will, became Bill. And Richard became Rick, became Dick. And it had no connotation with male genitalia for hundreds of years.
Like that wasn't even a word for male genitalia?
That came around in the 1800s. And it was the name of a riding crop when you're riding a horse and you got the little crop. The end of it looks like male genitalia. And it was called
a dick.
Oh, and then that's when it started to get the male connotation.
Thank you for sharing that.
Dr. Science here at your service.
You know, I love the evolution of nicknames. I just actually today heard that Sally, do you know what Sally's a nickname for?
No.
Sarah.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And Peggy for Margaret?
Peggy?
For Margaret. Where do you get that?
What about, is it Peg? Peg is then Margaret too?
I would assume so.
Yeah, because I thought Peggy was a nickname for Peg.
Mm-hmm. Well, my sister's a Margaret.
Does she go by Peg?
No, she's never been called it, but there's a Margaret at the hardware store. You know, your evil competition.
Oh, no, I'm a big fan.
And she's named Peggy. Very nice lady. And I said, are you a Margaret? She said, yeah.
Are you a big nickname guy?
I like T-Bone or Scooter for me personally.
Okay. T-Bone. Noted.
Well, in the olden days when at the hardware store, I always sit in the same seat. Mm-hmm. And that seat was B-22.
Oh, it's not a band?
No, B-52. You're thinking.
Damn. Okay.
But
oops.
They started calling me B-22.
Okay.
And then they shortened it to Deuce Deuce. Oh, so I didn't like that.
No.
Now that same seat is called B1, and I'm okay with it.
How does this become T-Bone?
Oh, I don't know. I just like T-Bone.
Oh. Yeah, I thought
you can't
somehow
nickname yourself, right?
No. But you did, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I tried.
Aww. Yeah.
You know, you meet some new people and say, oh, yeah, people call me T-Bone. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah, maybe Bonehead.
Yeah.
And you?
Nicknames?
Well, how'd you get Kiki?
I got Kiki because apparently it's a nickname for Kirsten.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And then I guess some people are like, oh, it's a nickname for like K names. But I got it when I was 25. I was working at a bar in Atlanta, Georgia. And
really?
I said, my name's Kirsten. And they said, can we call you Kiki? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it stuck. And everywhere I went, everyone would always say, can I call you Kiki? Even here, when I first started at Ruby Brink, I said, my name is Kirsten. And Jake said, can I call you Kiki? So I just go by Kiki.
Wow.
Yeah. It's easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a nickname, Cree.
Because
I had this aunt that couldn't say my name.
Couldn't say Chris.
Yeah, no. She called me Cree.
She's Southern?
And I, yeah.
Okay.
She's way Southern.
Okay.
And I didn't really like it. And when I got to dental school, nobody knew me. So I never brought it up.
Right.
And then my name tag, I got some acid on it and it took the S off and I was Cree again.
Damn it.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
kind of meant to be. I won't call you that, T-Bone.
Told you.
No, you're T-Bone in my book. Forevermore.
All right, so I got a guy, or a woman, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. in somewhere in the world, probably England. And she's 70 years old.
Okay.
And she's been driving a car for 40 years.
Wow.
Got her license at 30, right?
Okay, so same car.
No, I'm sorry. Just driver's license. Yeah.
Okay.
And so she goes in to renew it. Mm-hmm. And they said, we have no record of you ever having a license.
Because they didn't have a record.
What?
Back then.
Right, they did. So they said, look, you can't drive a car, but you can drive a moped.
No.
He's like, okay, I've never driven a moped in my life. I'd really like to drive a car that I've been doing for 40 years. And they're like, yeah, sorry, no. And she showed them her old license. They're like, well, that's cool and all, but it's not in our records.
So they're going to put a 70-year-old woman on a moped. That's criminal.
Yes.
Where was this, Texas?
No, I think it's England.
Oh,
somewhere.
Yeah, England. That's right.
You know, where the cyber flashers all hang out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's that. Got that going for me.
I have a story about an English woman.
Okay.
It's actually about the English Women's League Showdown. It's a
what
soccer
is that?
Thing. I guess it was a big soccer match.
Oh.
I thought you'd like this. It was delayed because the teams were wearing matching socks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard of that. I played soccer. I feel like you always had just white socks on or something. Yeah. I don't remember.
I mean, jerseys.
Because
okay.
The jersey is different. Sure.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
They do things
wow, that's
differently
weird.
In England. Yeah.
All right. Here's one from my land of my birth, Ontario, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto police spark outrage for telling residents to leave their keys and to leave their car keys on the front door to avoid thieves breaking into their homes. So
wait.
Just, you're going to break in and steal my car. Just steal it. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So this means that there's criminals in Toronto who are breaking into houses because they're trying to steal cars.
Yep.
And so the police solution is, just leave your.
Yeah. That's the police solution.
Wow. That does not make Canada look good.
They look I didn't have your stick on the ice, eh, hoser?
And Canada's where you're from.
Yep.
So these are your people.
they're all T-bones.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Bunch of T-bones up there.
Okay, so if you needed any more urging
mm-hmm.
to wash your vegetables, I've got it.
Okay, tell me.
This is at a Safeway market.
I think I saw this one. Oh, boy. Okay, let's hear
it. A employee pleasured himself onto the produce and other unsealed merchandise.
I think an interesting follow-up question. Which produce? Was it an eggplant? Was it a peach?
It's got to be a peach.
I think it's probably a peach.
Yeah.
Maybe a grapefruit.
So he's in jail now. Let me see. He did it outside. He's a cereal pleasurer.
Ooh.
Outside numerous coffee shops and businesses in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So he's been around the block. You know,
he's experienced.
This guy. Wow.
I
would hope that if I were to pick produce at a store, I would be able to tell that had happened.
Yeah.
You would think.
You would think.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm only going to buy stuff that you peel.
That's fair.
Like a banana.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I mean,
stay
just
safe
to be
out
safe.
There.
Now you're probably thinking to yourself, I'll just eat out instead of buying groceries. If that's your solution, mm-hmm. do not go to Chipotle's. Because basically the same thing happened at Chipotle.
No, which one?
Let's see here.
Where I like Chipotle, do you?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had it in so long, but besides the screaming diarrhea, other than that, you know.
It's part of it. You gotta enjoy that part of it, too.
it's a full circle kind of,
I thought you were a type 2 fun guy.
Well, I can't find the article. Of course. Oh, here it is.
Please don't say West Seattle Chipotle.
Oh, boy. I got some bad news for you.
Oh, gosh. West Seattle Chipotle.
Well, what's WJA TV? No. I think you're in luck.
Whew. Not that I'm there that often, but I've been there. I didn't notice. So I guess it's like, did a tree fall in the forest if you weren't there? If you didn't hear it?
It's Cumberland County, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Cumberland County?
So it says.
I know Cumberland
no
County.
No way.
Well, I'm from Pennsylvania.
You probably dated this guy.
Probably.
And he is,
let me see his picture.
So lonely
yeah.
without oh, you.
That's true. Wait, I know that guy.
Well, let us digress.
Okay, what do you have there?
Let us digress.
I
talked to Jake.
Oh boy, did you?
And I said, Kirsten's coming on the show. He said, well, if she does, she's fired.
Oh gosh.
Did I not tell you that? I'm sorry.
Perfect. I didn't want to go to work anyway. Just kidding.
And I said, what could we talk about? The Ruby Brink? You know, it's one of my favorite bars. And, you know, you're my favorite bartender. So what could we discuss?
Mm-hmm. So you brought the menu.
Yes. And he said, one of the newest things is maybe a miss drink. You know, for you people who haven't been there, you owe it to yourself to go to Ruby Brink because they really do really precise specialty cocktails.
Yeah.
And, you know, I told Jake once, I said, your legacy is going to be you put so many good bartenders out in the world because I've seen him train all of you.
Yeah.
And he's good and he's precise and I think he just does a great job.
It's true. I feel very lucky that I get to work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
so
would
you
like you
hear
to
about
tell
the
me.
Maybe a myth?
Yeah. What's in it?
Are you going to order it sometime?
If you know what's in it, maybe.
I'm trying to remember what's in it right now. Okay, wait.
It's brand new, so I'll give you a break.
It's got Plymouth gin, right?
No.
Okay, it did have Plymouth gin. It was, let me see that menu real quick.
No.
It was a different gin, but then I think it's Plymouth gin. I know it's got like a cherry vermouth in it. It's very good.
Oh, very good. Mm-hmm. Mancino cherry.
Okay, yeah, and I don't know specifically what that cherry is, but it's a really yummy vermouth, and it's pink. That vermouth. And then it also has a little bit of orgeat in there.
What's that?
Orgeat?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's an almond liqueur. It's in Mai Tais.
That's it. Orgeat.
Orgeat is how we say it in the biz. Yeah. It's okay. You'll get there. You'll get there. It's got that in it. It's got salt. It's got Sakura bitters.
Wow, you were on fire.
And I'm missing some. There's something else in there. I can think of the proportion. What is that other ingredient? Lemon. It's got lemon.
Yeah, one more.
Bit of lemon. And it's got soda water.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and it has a little cherry blossom garnish.
Oh, that's the thing
it's
you
so
cut off.
So yummy. Yeah.
What do you do when they're not in season?
We don't have, I was thinking maybe we don't have
ones?
That drink. Use a little Mai Tai umbrella instead.
Ah.
Just kidding.
Well, the gin is Ransom Old Tom.
Okay, it's an Old Tom gin. That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay, but I don't think we're using the Ransom now.
No.
So that might be an old menu.
Could I try another one on you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quiz me. I didn't know I was going to get quizzed.
Well,
I hope Jake's
certainly not
listening to this.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Okay.
Now, that is a weird sounding drink.
Do you know where that comes from?
No.
Oh my gosh, I'm so surprised. Okay, there's like a series of movies. I guess, I don't know if it's considered anime or it's like anime adjacent.
Is it porn?
Director, it's not porn.
Okay,
no.
I'm not
You'd
interested.
Have definitely
Next
seen
story.
It if it was. You wouldn't be, what's this? Just kidding. But yeah, Studio Ghibli, I think it is. There's like, it's a really cool, you should check it out. But there's several different movies under this like director or creator or producer or whatever. And that's one of them, I think, is called Howl's Moving Castle.
Oh.
Or that's a person in it. So people who like that movie will want to get that drink. And then you have to be like, ooh, but do you like mezcal? Because if you don't, you won't like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are right.
And
there's some weird stuff in here.
You know what else people say then? They go, part of the Studio Ghibli, there's a Kiki's Delivery Service is another like movie. So people always ask if I've seen that because my name's Kiki and I haven't ever seen it.
Huh.
Yeah. But what's in that one? A little bit of mezcal, umami bitters.
Yes. What is that?
Umami bitters. It's like, honestly, it smells a little bit like fish. It's like salinity and What?
Maybe get closer to the microphone.
Am I really far from the mic?
Well, I don't know.
I guess
you were just kind of drifting off to the side.
Put the condom here for a reason.
You were animating this umami.
I guess I'm starting to shake my hands and stir my hands. Okay, yeah, it's like umami flavor, salty.
So that's the savory.
Savory, yeah. Yes. It's a savory cocktail. And there's no sweetener.
No way.
Yeah, and it's gin-based, technically. Bull's Genever.
What?
Which
what
is
do you
from,
mean gin-based?
Well,
it's got mezcal. The Bull's Genever.
Genever. That's what I've been told by some people that are Dutch.
That are drunk on gin are telling you how to say it. Okay.
I believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty gullible.
But we'll come back to this.
All right.
I'm glad now we need to. Well, I don't know. Passing's the word, but I got a mother with size P boobs.
Holy.
Apparently, she's being body shamed by snooty teachers for not wearing a bra when she picks up her kid for school.
I mean, if she wore, she probably is wearing
those
a bra.
Poor.
They can't tell.
No, she says, I don't.
Oh,
it,
good for
it
her.
Hurts.
Aw.
But I'm sure all those, his classmates are like, when's your mom getting to pick
yeah,
you up?
Yeah, totally.
what was that song? Stacy's mom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
Got, what's her name?
Got it going on. It's not Stacy.
Oh, wait, yeah.
It's Mrs. P. Boobs, I guess. But I remember my Stacy's mom when
you
growing
do?
Up. Yeah, it was my buddy's mom. She was really attractive. She was a nurse. Yeah.
I didn't have any of that growing up. Moms
really?
Or dads. Yeah. Now.
You didn't have a crush on. I mean,
no.
What's a crush? I was, I don't know, 12, 13 years old, but I just thought she was so pretty.
Yeah, I can't say that I had that. It was more like someone's older brother.
I mean, I didn't ask her out or anything.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you tried at least.
Think your mom would go out with me?
Yeah. Is that what your voice was like?
Yeah.
Aw. My voice changed. And it's not supposed to happen, I don't think, when you're a girl. But my voice used to crack in like 7th or 8th grade. It was like changing.
Yeah, that's not supposed to happen.
No.
You don't have vocal fry.
Not. Oh, I hope not. I guess we'll find out.
Oh, find
that's
out.
That's a radio thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oof.
So, I'm not a... I'm not much of a gardener, but I might change my mind on that because San Francisco, they're doing this kind of managing a public garden. You know, it's all the little boxes and these volunteers get together and they, you know, take out weeds and make it pretty. And then they found a bag stuffed with $50,000.
Huh.
And they turned into the police and the police are like, wow, $30,000. This is a lot of money. And the police turned it into their boss. I'm like, $10,000. That's a lot of money.
My God. I was going to say, I'm like, didn't you say $50,000?
No, but they it was all, it had been there a long time, clearly. You know, it was kind of a little moldy. And like, who put that in there and forgot?
Who would have, this doesn't make any sense.
I think it's spies.
Mm.
It's a drop. It's a dead drop. You know, that's when spies... You know, they you're going to leave your evidence or your files or whatever. You have this agreed upon spot and you leave it there. And then the other person comes by later when you're not there. So you're never seen at the same time.
Okay.
And so the only reason I know this is I used to work at a software company in D.C. and I rode my bike to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over this little bridge on a golf course. And later on, I read about... what was his name? He was an FBI guy. He was the biggest spy. Like for decades, he was giving secrets to the Soviets. What the hell was his name?
Did he just get in trouble for this?
No. He got caught in like the 90s, I think. But he'd been doing it since the 70s.
Wow.
He was an absolute monster of a guy to give away all these secrets.
Yeah.
But that bridge was his drop spot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I just remember reading that story. I'm like, hey, they had a little map, and I'm like, that's the one bridge I go over when I, you know, it's just like a little 20-foot little pedestrian bridge over on a golf course.
That's pretty amazing.
That was. I looked under that. I didn't see any.
You looked.
I'm like, well, I'll give you secrets. What do you want to know?
I think what probably happened is whoever buried that money, they died or something.
Yep.
Right?
It's got to be something like that.
Something like that.
But the guy picking it up died, not the guy leaving it.
Right. He probably got murdered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if it was.
Well, you're always looking on the bright side. Let's see here. What else we got? A knife wielding bandits in Somerville stole $200 worth of Bounty paper towels.
Why? And
they had a big spill at home. I don't know, but they stole it and then they ran away. And that's a lot of paper towels. It's like 10 of those giant 16 bundles. And they're trying to run out of the store with this.
Ridiculous.
And the cops caught them like in 5 minutes.
I will say it does feel like a luxury to have paper towels. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. Doesn't everybody?
That everyone feels like it's a luxury to have paper towels? Okay.
Why do you?
Well, I feel like it's a luxury to have paper towels because it's like, it's not essential. It's a little bit like maybe even like wasteful in modern standards. But they're so convenient. And it's like when you reach for a paper towel, you just clean it up and throw it away. It's like, oh, I don't have to do laundry because of this spill.
And you've never seen a paper towel up a turtle's nose, like straws.
What does that mean? Oh, true. Yeah. Yeah. We don't. Yeah. So on one hand, I kind of understand that he was stealing so many paper towels.
You're not going to get away with that many.
Right. He should have been a little bit smarter.
Yeah.
Yes. What would you steal? Or what have you stolen? Today?
Stole a couple of hearts on the internet because there are some women very close to where I live that want to have sex with me. I don't know why. I don't know why they're picking me. But
oh my gosh, I do. I see in those jeans today. Yeah.
Lots of eggplant. Are you a tattoo person?
I like tattoos. I don't have. I only have one.
Oh, you have one.
I have one.
Did it hurt?
I don't think it did.
Oh well, if you don't know, you were drunk when you got it.
I wasn't drunk. I don't think. That doesn't sound good.
Were you unconscious?
You know what? I was under the influence.
Oh.
But it was Adderall. I was young.
Oh.
It was a little bit of a bender, if you will.
I'm not familiar with that, but.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know. Yeah. Started in Montreal.
Been in Montreal?
Oh, yeah.
That's where my nephew's a nurse there.
I love Montreal. You know, I love Canada, right? Like, we haven't talked. Well, I lived in Toronto.
Oh, you did tell me that.
Yeah.
But who doesn't love Canada?
That's true. But I don't want to sound too much like a millennial hipster here, but I feel like I really liked Canada before it was cool, before Trump was in office. Anyway,
yeah.
Started out in Montreal with some friends because we were under 21 and you could drink in Canada.
Yeah, it's 19 or something.
Yeah, so we'd go up there to party and then we got back to... We got back to Pennsylvania where we lived and it was like late at night and we're like, oh, this is awful. Like, let's just stay in the room. So we took some Adderall and drove all the way down to Tampa, Florida.
What?
And ended up at a tattoo parlor in Tampa, Florida. Friends of a friend.
That's like another 1,500 miles.
I know. So literally drove the entire in like a, 24 hours. It was wild. The tattoo
Adderall does to you?
Did not turn out great. Let's put it that way. Are you a tattoo guy?
I tell you why I'm not.
Ooh.
Especially in high school, I had so much acne. Oh, I mean, it was horrible.
Yeah. Yep.
And the only thing I ever wanted in life was clear skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of marring that with ink, I just couldn't get it.
It's really beautiful, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, I still eat. It's just like, come on, I'm well past my teenage years.
So you had adult acne.
Oh, yeah. Still do. Oh, my God.
Well, I brought a pimple in today, so you're in good company.
Well, the reason I bring up tattoos.
Yeah.
This woman has many tattoos, mm-hmm. and she got one that is a QR code.
This might be smart.
It is not.
Okay.
And if you take your phone and scan the QR code.
Uh-huh.
It goes to Rickroll video. Never gonna give you up.
way.
You're getting Rickrolled from this woman's tattoo.
I want to know everything about this woman.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great time. Wow. So, I'm going to guess she was inebriated when she got that.
Yeah. Oh, that's some forethought. to get
I don't know.
That?
I think she was probably at a bar. She was just really feeling that song when it came on. She wanted to rickroll everyone. Can't blame her.
Well, when I was married, I call it the time of the great illness. No. She's a very sweet person. We just shouldn't be married. Anyway, she worked in plastic surgery. She was a PhD type, did cleft palate research. She's a brilliant woman.
She didn't work on you?
She tried.
Okay.
She said, I'll marry him instead.
Yeah.
Because clearly what I'm doing is not working. And so she worked with a lot of plastic surgeons.
Okay.
And they had this woman who had a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And they were going to recreate her breasts, which is the nice thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to use the skin of the patient, right? That there's no rejection. And so they took a clump of skin from her rear end. And they start draping this to reconstruct the breast. And she had a tattoo on her rear end. That ended up on her neck.
On her neck?
On her neck, because they would drape the skin down to make the breast. And it was a climaxing penis.
No.
Yeah. And they lasered it, and they lasered it, and they lasered it. But it was always a conversation starter.
I can't.
So, I don't know where your tattoo is, but
it's on my butt.
You should have thought about this.
I should have thought about that. I'm also wondering, was this in the 90s?
Yeah.
You know why I know that?
Why?
Yeah, I'm revealing myself as very intelligent right now. Well, it's in the 90s because in the 90s, big boobs were all the rage. And now in the 20s.
Whoa.
I mean, they still are.
They're still the rage.
They're still all the rage.
Ask these preschoolers with mama pee boobs.
Stacey's mom over here. No, they're still all the rage. But in the 90s, I think that was like a really, that's what you needed to have. Whereas nowadays, it's more, you want to have a big butt. That's what.
That is true.
So if they took skin from her butt, like I'm guessing now she's probably taking that skin and putting it back on her butt just to be in vogue.
That's, yeah, a Brazilian.
And honestly, that's where an ejaculating penis should be after.
Yes.
Just kidding.
Well, I mean, my Brazilian, I've never regretted it.
It looks great. It looks so good.
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going here? Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, well, speaking of awkward moments and genitalia.
Ooh.
Here's a two for one. This is a guy who is a crocodile handler.
First mistake.
Sounds like a job you really never retire from. You either quit or be dead person. Because, we had a show. We had a story on the show the other day about this guy who he went to a baseball game and he tried to bring in his emotional support alligator.
Of course.
Like, no, that's reptiles don't do that. Alligators are like, kill. And kill later. That's it. That's all they think about.
Is that really true?
Yeah, that's it. So this guy, it's one of those crocodile farms. Like this is a gigantic 11-foot, 700-pound crocodile.
Oh my.
And it's sitting there on the grass and this trainer dude comes up and he's kind of poking it with a stick because he wants a little reaction.
Oh boy.
From the audience. The audience wants to see something or this looks like a big log. And it kind of moves a little bit. And he moves a little bit closer and it turns and snaps his leg right before his junk. He was almost a eunuch.
Oh, wait, a eunuch?
Yeah.
That's the name for?
Yeah. That's not my nickname. Don't say it.
Is that why people call you that? I always wondered why people called you eunuch.
No, eunuchs were, they were guys that would have their testicles removed, not their penises.
Oh, just the testicles. Okay.
So they could have sex with the harem ladies. Because the harem ladies are bored. And, the sultan's not having sex every day with these ladies, right? So they're bored. The eunuchs can have sex, but they won't father.
Oh, so this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They won't father any children. Oh. And also, I think back like in the 1700s, if a boy child had a very beautiful voice, they would
prevent him from having his voice
from reaching puberty.
Whoa, the things people did.
I mean, music's that cool.
Yeah. It's that cool to have a squeaky voice. Okay, wait. So this guy, he almost.
So it grabs him. It starts throwing around. Another crocodile comes up and like, I want a piece of this guy.
Dang.
Because he's poking me every day too.
Yeah.
And somehow he gets away. Limps out of the arena and... Yeah, they got their money's worth that day.
I think it's amazing that the headline is, it's so shocking that he almost lost his manhood, if you will, that there's a headline about it. He didn't lose it, which I think would be worthy of a headline. If the alligator did bite it off, then I think we write about it. But almost, okay.
Sorry, dude. There's a fair point, I guess. Okay, what else we got going on here? We got the two services. We got the... Did we talk about the pilot that was so drunk he couldn't fly?
No.
All right, we'll move on.
Oh, gosh. There's been no good airline news lately.
There hasn't. In fact, there's so much stuff falling off Boeing airplanes and hitting the ground. I think we just call them Boeing. Boeing. Boeing.
That is a good one. You clever son of a gun.
Oh my gosh, I'm so clever.
Yeah, you are.
Anyway, so this guy, he's in the Mississippi, I think. He gets pulled over by the cops for something.
Okay.
The article's still loading.
Ah.
You know, because I'm
looking this up right now?
Well, I found them a couple of days ago, okay. but they're not loading into my browser. Oh, no, the interwebs is not down. Anyway, I know the gist of the story.
Okay, yeah.
So like, he pulls this guy over. He did have registration or something minor. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, well, I got to give you a ticket. And he's like, you know, by the way, there's a dead body right in the woods there. They're like, you have my attention. Yes.
Yeah. Say more.
And he takes the guy, he takes a police officer and like 10 feet off the road, there's a skeleton.
Huh.
Like,
how'd the guy know, you wonder?
Well, that's what the mystery is, but it's not loading, so we'll never know.
Oh, my.
Yes. What are you going to do? Stupid internet.
I have a story.
Yes, please.
Okay. A rare two-faced calf was born last month at a Louisiana farm and is flourishing despite the odds. So some good news. Now, I did click on this article. Obviously, I wanted to see what a two-faced calf looked like. Can you believe this is the most interesting part of this whole thing? No picture.
What?
No picture.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. So honestly, this could be like the most news. True. I think it's fake news.
Fake news.
Yeah, fake news.
So he should be the mascot for Janice.
Exactly.
Janice,
the two cervix woman. Is that who? Maybe that wasn't her name. I don't know. Maybe that's her.
It's
her
a
offspring.
Financial institution.
Janice?
Yes, and its symbol is a two-headed Janice Greek god. Not the two cervix woman.
You know so much, Chris.
Yeah, they lost a lot of my money, like $80, man.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I was devastated.
Dang.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, friends and relatives, that was a beer. Courtesy of Kirsten, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, so armed intruders, we were just talking about that, in Toronto, T.O.
Can I interject here?
Yes.
Okay, when I lived in Toronto,
yes,
I say Toronto because when I lived there, I was told, oh, if you're from the T.O., you don't say the last T. It's Toronto, not Toronto.
Yeah.
But I could have sworn I heard you say Toronto.
Oh, I probably did.
Okay.
Yeah.
This has been too long since you were up there.
Well, I never really lived there. I only lived there, for months at a time when I visit my brother in the summer when I was moved to Tennessee. But I lived about a couple hours away in a little tiny dinky town.
Okay.
So no Toronto. Although my brother had this used bookstore on Bloor Street.
Oh, yeah. Bloor Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool gig. And said he said, look, I want to go golfing. So will you watch the bookstore? I'm like, I was 19. Like, I don't know anything about anything.
Oh, my God.
So just sell the books. And if whatever you sell, you get 10%.
Wow.
Somebody came in and bought a $400 book. And this is about 1981.
Lucky duck.
And he came back from golfing. He's like, what?
Oh, my gosh. Have you always been a lucky guy?
No.
No, I didn't think so. Well, I mean, I'm looking at you right now, so just kidding.
I didn't check my lottery tickets today. I'm still not a lucky guy.
Aw, bummer.
What's the luckiest thing that's ever happened to me?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm meeting you.
Aw.
It's pretty low bar.
That's what you say to all the gals.
it's a low bar. Come on. Armed intruders break into East Haven home looking to steal...
A car.
A cat.
Oh.
Apparently there was a very expensive cat.
Probably
in there.
Cheetah. Is that a cat? That's a cat.
Well, it's a feline.
Well, okay. Potatoes, potatoes.
They break in and they can't find it and they leave.
Oh, wow.
and the cops catch him.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess that's what you call a cat burglar.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wait. Ba-dum-bum. What?
I didn't get that one.
You never heard of a cat burglar?
No.
What's a cat burglar? Oh, get out of town.
What's a cat burglar?
Well, it's a person that burgles.
Uh-huh.
And they do it surreptitiously where they come in, they grab your stuff and they leave and you don't even know it's gone.
Oh.
So they're very sneaky.
Oh, that's a cat burglar?
That's a cat burglar.
That's pretty cool.
Have you ever heard of the Pink Panther?
Yes. Was he a cat burglar?
Yeah, he was a cat burglar.
Yeah. I know about the Hamburglar. And that makes sense to me too. I love a good hamburger.
The Hamburglar.
You know?
That is a different category of burglars.
It is.
All right. What else we got going on in the world?
You want me to tell you my political one?
Oh, you got a political one. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is the headline. Biden and Trump set for election rematch after clinching nominations. So the reason I'm bringing this one as odd is like, really? There's nobody else that can run. Like 4 years ago, it was insane that those were the two running for president. And we're all like, that's ridiculous. How is it now, 4 years later, those are still the nominees?
I mean, I get Biden. It's always the incumbent has such an advantage on. But Trump, I don't get it. It's bizarro world that this guy has done every bad thing in the world.
Like, isn't he literally on trial right now?
Yeah, so he's sexual assault. He's been convicted. He's been convicted of tax fraud. Now his trial is
cyber flashing. Probably.
Well, nobody needs that. That's Stormy Daniels.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
But you know, I look at these YouTube clips of his rallies and they interview these people and they think he's anointed by God and sent by God.
I know.
I'm like, really? God couldn't find anybody better than Trump to lead the country. That's it.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm shocked. I mean, Biden, though, too, it's like I don't watch the news all that much. But what I understand about Biden is that he is really old and he doesn't complete sentences that often or really bungles what he's trying to say. So it's,
well,
like,
both of them do.
Yeah. So it's like, how do we have, I mean, honestly, they're in their 80s, right?
I think Biden's 80 and Trump's 77.
All right. Well, I guess that's not that old.
No, it's
old. I know a lot. Well, I mean, it is old, but I know a lot of people that age that are still super with it and cool, doing cool things. But those guys don't.
Why are you looking at me like this?
You're one of them.
So we got a new law in Ohio that has banned flavored tobacco.
Fair. Are you disappointed?
Oh, you want to know my...
Yeah.
I think it's the most useless trivia, and I love trivia.
I didn't know that about you. That was a great trivia.
I used to do trivia contests. I was the host.
Of course you were.
Yes, for the Dove Project. It was a fundraiser. I love doing them.
I would love to go to that.
Anyway, Ohio is the only state that does not share a letter with the word mackerel.
This is
the worst useless trivia in the world.
I hate that you even told me
I
that.
I finally found it. Now it's in your brain.
You know what? Cut that out these of this
neurons,
episode.
These neurons are like, what? We got to store this in our brain?
To be honest, I don't even remember the word already. Mackerel? Macron? Macaroni?
So anyway, Ohio passes a law, no more flavored tobacco, but it also passed the law that cities cannot make any harsher rules concerning tobacco than the state. Okay. Now, why is that important? Because the state has no, they don't check IDs, they don't have any enforcement, they don't have any age restrictions.
Ohio State doesn't?
The whole state. So if you're a city like Columbus,
yeah,
the capital.
Yeah.
And you say, okay, well, you got to check IDs for cigarettes or you got to do this. You can't do that. You can't be higher, more severe than the state.
Wow.
So they're toothless, the enforcement of any of these laws.
So kids, if you're listening, Ohio.
That's a place to be.
Place to go.
To get your overpriced tobacco products.
Yeah, it won't be flavored, unfortunately.
No.
Mm. Bummer.
What a rip, man.
Seriously.
You got any more stories?
Do I have any more stories?
Because we got just a couple minutes.
Oh, no. I don't think I have any more stories.
No, what is wrong with you?
That was all of mine. You know, it's tough out there.
Let's see here. Oh, here's one of my favorites that I came across. Loading, loading, loading. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
Oh, my gosh. You'd be great at that voice. Please stay on the line.
Come on, you're killing me, internet.
We still have a lot of beer to drink. I do. I don't know about you.
Not really.
Really? Well, I guess I've seen you guzzle them back.
Don't say it on the air. Yeah. Okay. So, no, I really got it. I can't remember a lot about this. I remember I liked it because it's a Wall Street banker that becomes a priest.
Okay. Normal pipeline.
Logical 1-2-3 step.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let me say this. You can take the banker out of Wall Street, but you can't take the banker out of a priest.
That's probably why they chose him. Well, God chose him. Yeah.
God's like, hey, you want you to be a priest and you to be the president. Because
this makes sense. What did you like most about that story?
Well, really has to load.
Dang.
All right.
Not a lucky guy over here.
No. Okay. So this guy turns into a priest, which, you know, Stalin was like months away from becoming a priest.
That says a lot about that.
Yeah. So instead he became a 30-year dictator that killed millions of his own people.
They should have let him into the
priesthood.
They
just kill him one at a time.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Wall Street banker turned priest evicts community groups, including food pantry.
Oh, boy.
After 3 decades from the church, jacks up rent for Alcoholics Anonymous 900% and cancels children's Christmas party in New York City neighborhood.
Sounds like the Grinch. I know it. The Grinch who literally stole Christmas. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my.
Like, what?
It's capitalism, baby.
First of all, why is a banker becoming a priest?
Well, you've
screwed so many people.
Yeah, repenting.
That this isn't going to help. Just be saying, oh, I'm a priest. Oh, you know, no changes, no backseats.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then you start screwing up the people. 30 years of a food bank. Like, nah, out.
This is crazy. What's this guy's name? We got to interview him. So many questions.
New York priest, blah, blah, blah. St. Augustine's, Brooklyn. Father Tomino.
I don't know him. Father Tomino. I mean, I went to Catholic school, so I know.
Oh, is that right?
Know quite a few priests.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. And growing up, there was a priest that lived across the street from me. So he's one of my good friends.
Get out.
He gave me one of those white collars because I always loved that he had that white collar.
Yeah.
So he gave me one. But you have to sew your collar down so it stays in there. It's like this plastic white thing. But so I was like a little, like, you know, 7-year-old girl who would wear a priest's collar.
You should have
been president. I can't get away with it now.
God chose you to be president. Wow. I wish you were president.
Me too. No, I don't.
No.
I wish you were president.
I don't. Oh, I can't be president. I wasn't born in this country.
That's so unfair.
I think so.
Are you also a United States citizen, though?
Yeah.
So you can vote and all that?
Well, here's the deal. When I moved here, when I was 10 years old, I was told over and over, you've got dual citizenship, because mom was U.S., dad was Canadian, and I was born in Canada. And they said, but if you vote in either country, you will lose the citizenship of the other one. So whoa. I was never a political animal at all for that very reason. I like both countries.
Yeah.
And until George Bush, the second term, I'm like, I got to vote.
Fair.
Yeah.
So now you're not a dual citizen?
I think they've changed that rule.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
But on the other hand, when I worked for the software company that I mentioned, I had to get a security clearance. Mm. And it was like a 30-page questionnaire. They had this agent come and interview me, interviewed my ex-wife, interviewed my old bosses. And it's not what I was saying to clients. It's where I was saying it. I had to go to these, you know, military installations. It was because it was a defense contractor role.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
In fact, I went to the one I remember clearly was the DTRA, Defense Threat Reduction Agency. Hmm. And basically their task was finding out all the loose nukes in the world and doing something.
And you were the man
I was giving a little presentation.
You were like a sales guy in software. Like, okay.
And I'm doing my PowerPoint and they're like, all right, you got to shut it down. Because a guy would walk through the halls with like a electronics, if anything electronic is going on. Because you couldn't, I had to give him a cell phone, have him get all this stuff to even go in the building.
Wow.
So it wasn't what I was saying. I didn't know any secrets.
Right.
Except where this guy's, you know, Dropbox was.
I was just going to
say. Yeah, besides that, I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
And, but it was where I was saying it. That's why I had to get it. And also software companies, defense contractors, they love to brag about, oh, we've got 900 employees and 500 are got top secret clearance.
I see. That's pretty. I would brag about that about myself if I had a security clearance.
But they said, if you get this, you got to give up your Canadian citizenship.
So they keep threatening you with this.
I don't think they did it. I didn't sign anything.
Because you're still, have you gotten into Canada?
No.
Have you been up to Canada?
I have.
Okay.
You know, great story.
Let's hear it.
So I quit that job because it was killing me.
Sure.
And that's when I did my cross-country bike trip. Right?
Not to Canada, though.
I did. I went up to where I went from the Delaware up to Canada where I grew up. I didn't go to Toronto. And then I came back down and to Tennessee where I just kind of plotted out all my friends.
I see.
And I made this thing because a cross-country trip is kind of a bucket list thing.
Right.
And I, as you know, got hit.
Yeah.
And I was convalescing at my sister's house and I went on this thing. Kind of new at the time, called Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I found this girl I had one date with in high school.
And you sent her a million Facebook messages and poked her.
D-pics.
Poke. D-pics. Yeah.
No, but she said she lives in Toronto.
Oh.
And I emailed her, you know, direct message, whatever. And I said, hey, Lori, did you know that I was from Canada? I mean, we met in Tennessee and we only just had the one date. She said, no. And she said, I am in Tennessee right now. My dad's convalescing. We had our second date 33 years later.
30? That's, oh my.
That's how long I will wait to get to second base.
Wow.
Yeah, playing and a long game.
Did you get to second?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
We dated for about 2 years.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool.
Yeah, she was a CFO of a big hospital in Toronto. And
you know, I've learned you keep some fancy company and it's
fancy company.
It kind of surprises me. To be honest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I met you at Sporty's, so just kidding. I didn't meet you there.
But we did meet there.
Yes. You're right. Yes, that's true.
All right. Well, our time is up.
That went really fast.
That was way too fast.
Normally I get paid for doing this.
Well, Kirsten, thank you so much. This has been so much fun.
Thank you, Creed. Appreciate you, T-Bone.
You are welcome back anytime.
Okay.
So when?
All right, let's do
when,
it.
When? Oh. When? You say it on the air, it's like being under oath.
33 years later.
Oh, my God. Get the second show.
Yeah, second show.
Second show. All right, Vashon, thank you very much. And yeah.
Thank you, Vashon. Okay. Everyone's awesome.
Okay. Bam.